I've filed other open records act requests to the police before. Like, I'm mostly interested in like social media monitoring and just how they gather intelligence about protests and how they act on that. So a lot of other requests that myself or other people have made, the records custodian would refer people to the police department operations manual, which is all online. And so I was like, okay, you know, I'll read this document to find information about crowd control and crowd control practices. And the police operations manual refers to the crowd control manual, but it wasn't public. So I knew, basically, I was able to find the name of the document I was looking for and couldn't find it anywhere. So I filed an open records request for it. And yeah, that's how we received the heavily redacted copy. And then more recently, yeah, we got leaked an unredacted copy, so we were able to fill in some of those blanks.
It seems that in the manual, it lists a whole slew of local laws that could be used to charge people, from obstruction to resisting arrest to a whole variety of things that we have seen many activists charged with, whether it's trespass or, as I said, obstruction, different things like that.
Yeah, I mean, definitely the most common charge is obstructing a street or passageway, which is, you know, it's like a minor moving violation equivalent to like a traffic violation. Yet those are like, that is the main crime, like, which like these police forces are deployed against, which they won't arrest like the entire crowd for obstructing the street. Like, a pattern we've seen, I would say, in the last 2 or 3 years, during street protests in Denver is, you know, people will march in the street. The police might tell them to get out of the street. People usually will stay in the street. Like, they're like, we're marching in the street. This is what we do. And then later, I think the use of shadow teams and what they call persons of interest relates to this, I think. Like, people have been arrested, like, more so than arresting people by picking them out of the crowd. They'll wait until people leave the march and, like, send, like, militarized SWAT team officers will go arrest someone as they're leaving for their car or once they break off from the main group. So that's something we're trying to do more research into, is the process by which the police decide to target protesters and then they arrest those protesters once they leave the event, typically.
This seems to hark back to the Denver spy files when it was revealed, gosh, almost, you know, 15, 20 years ago, that the Denver police had been surveilling and keeping intelligence files on activists who were participating very often in very peaceful protests and being part of different organizations.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And some other documents we'd obtained through records requests that we haven't published yet, but like more stories that we're working on. There's a lot of, it basically seems that anytime a Facebook event is created for a protest, the Denver Police Intelligence Unit notes it right away, creates a report, forwards it to their command staff, and is updating the city, the mayor's office, other agencies. Like, basically, as soon as a Facebook event is created for a protest, this entire police surveillance apparatus, swings into action. Like, we have emails of them being like, oh, this event was just created. We don't know who created this event. So they definitely still seem very concerned with collecting information about political events and identifying the organizers and, you know, making decisions about whether to use force or when to make arrests based on, you know, their determination of who's behind an event. So I would say absolutely, yeah, there's political profiling happening by the police in Denver. Seems pretty clear.